This is recorded in the morning.
सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजने निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। In the last class, we saw that Naradji, in the second sutra number 2, he gives the definition of bhakti, that parama prema rupa. Bhakti is of supreme love towards Lord. And then many acharyas, they gave different definitions about bhakti. So Para Rishi, he said that bhakti is puja deshu anuraga. And then Gargarishi said, katha deshu anuraga. Listening to the katha of Lord, that is also bhakti. And Shandilya Rishi said that atma rati avirodhena. But when you are reveling in yourself, in your own self, your true nature, that is also bhakti. Now Naradji summarizes everything together. He says that whatever you are doing, if you are doing for the sake of God, then that is bhakti. So in that puja is also coming, in that katha deshu anuraga is also coming, atmarati avirodhena, reveling in your own self, everything is coming. So this way he has summarized that what is bhakti. And then after that he gave the example. He could not find out a better example for this, that yatha braja gopika nam. Because they whatever they are, you know, were doing, Vrajagopi, their totally surrender was there. They have surrendered everything, their body, mind and intellect to Lord Krishna. And whatever they were doing that for Lord only, Lord Krishna only. They used to do their duties, household duties also, but their mind was in Lord Krishna all the time. In Gita also, we have seen in chapter 9 that Bhagavan says that manmana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji mam namaskuru. Your body, mind and intellect, the gopis, they just see how they thought. Manmana bhava, we have three equipments, body, mind and intellect. And ego is also there. So then here Lord is saying manmana bhava, give your mind to me. Manmana bhava mad bhakta, through your intellect, by your intellect you think that I am the supreme. Only when we think that he is the supreme, only then we can become a bhakta. No, we cannot become bhakta of anybody. When we know the true nature of that person, then only we can become bhakta. So give your intellect also me. And then mad yaji, mad yaji means worship me with body. So Bhagavan is saying, just surrender your body, mind and intellect to me. Then mam namaskuru. When I am doing namaskar, then what I am doing? Surrendering my ego. So everything Bhagavan is saying, give to me. Mind, intellect and your body, and surrender your ego also. And if you do that, then you will come to me only. So gopis, just see, gopis, they also did the same thing. They surrendered their body, mind and intellect all the time thinking of Lord. When they are doing their household work, that time also their mind was Lord only. So this was their bhakti. So in sutra number 22nd, Naradji says, Tatrapi na mahatma jnana vismriti apavada. There, so in this love of gopikas, we should not doubt that they did not have the knowledge about Lord. It is not that they did not have they did not know the glory about Lord. They knew the glory about Lord. They knew that he is not just an ordinary person. He is not just the son of Yashoda ji like other children. It is not that. He is the supreme self. He is the self in all. He is the infinite self. He is the truth. That is what they knew. And that they knew about his true nature, that he is our own self. That is why so much bhakti, so much devotion they had. It is not only that their devotion was just like that. It is not that. They were jnani also. They had the knowledge also. So the gopis, they were bhakta and jnani also. Whatever karma they were doing, in that they used to see that they are doing this karma, they used to see the akarma, means they are karmani akarma, that is fourth chapter in Gita it is said. They are seeing the akarma means they are not doing that for themselves. Whatever they are doing, their mind is in Lord. And I am doing this for mine. And if they are not doing akarmani karma pashet, when they are not doing anything, that time also they are thinking of Lord only. So that it is said that karmani akarma ya pashet, akarmani cha karma yaha, sa buddhiman manusheshu, sa yukti sa sukhinara. Is it not that gopis, they were buddhiman? If they did not have this buddhi, that much of intellect, that whatever I am doing for Lord. Why? Because he is the Supreme Self. So that knowledge they had, this buddhi they had. So they were the bhakta as well as jnani also. They knew his true nature, that they knew that he is the Supreme Self, he is the infinite Paramatma. So Naradji, after that, he says in the sutra number 23, tad vihinam jaranam eva. If the love for God is without the knowledge of his nature, that he is the supreme, he is our own self, without knowing that, the love for God, that is not that love is just a passion. That is low-based love. It is just the love of a woman to his secret lover. It is not pure love. So then such a love cannot bring to the lover the true joy of true love. So when we know when we see that the love in Brajagopika, they have surrendered everything, and their expression of total merger of their personality was there. They merged themselves in Lord. So they became one with Lord. So that was their love. So this type of love the gopikas had. If it is not there, then that is a lower type of love. In what type of love that it is not there, that the love for the, that is what type of love, or worldly love, that is the selfish. Selfishness is there. I am thinking about myself only. It is not that I am thinking about my beloved. In his happiness, my happiness is there. It is not there. But when we think of, see the gopikas, but their happiness was in Lord's happiness. That we saw when Lord had headache. So in the next sutra, sutra number 24, Naradji says, we will chant it. Nastieva tasmin tat sukhasukhitvam. So together, nasteva tasmin tat sukha sukhitvam. So here Naradji is saying that nasti eva tasmin, In that love, this is not there. In which love? Now Naradji is explaining that what is the worldly love, what is the ordinary love. So he is saying, in that love, nasti eva tasmin. Tasmin means in that love, this ordinary love, worldly love. What is not there? It is not there. What is not there? Tat sukha sukhittam. In the happiness of beloved, that my happiness is not there. But when in supreme love, what is there? That in the happiness of my beloved, my happiness is also there. If I have to suffer for that, then that is okay. So again, we saw that Gopikas, when they heard about the headache of Lord Krishna, and Naradji said that they could not think that how that our Lord is suffering. Then he asked, how can we help him? Naradji said, you have to give your feet dust, but you will have to go to hell. They said, that doesn't matter. We are ready to go to hell, but if it helps our Lord, then we are ready to give that. So they are not seeing that they are ready to suffer for his happiness, for Lord's comfort. So that is the pure love. This love, gopis had that love. They did not see their own comfort. If Lord is happy, then I am also happy. So when we see that in the world, that the two lovers, the lover and the beloved, or the husband-wife, or the love between two friends, if this is there, if this thought is there, that sukham sukhitam, if it is there, in my beloved's happiness, my happiness is also there, and if I have to suffer for that, I am ready to suffer. So that is called pure love. If it is not there, but in our worldly relationship, worldly love, this type of love is missing. In Ramayana, Tulsidas ji says, Rama Bhagat Hita Naratanudhari Sahi Sankatakiye Sadhu Sukhari. Bhagavan Ram himself went through all kind of sufferings, all kind of sorrow, separation also with Sita ji. But he tried to make all sadhus happy, and he saw the happiness of the people, happiness of his devotees, happiness of the people of Ayodhya. For that, he sacrificed his happiness, his pleasure, his comfort. So, but what happens to the worldly love? They say, oh, my comfort, my happiness is the first preference. For that, if you are suffering, that doesn't matter to me. But that is not pure love. And if it is there in the family, in both the parents, is they are thinking, if they just want, I just want this from you, want that from you, how much I do for you, you are not doing that. If both the parents are like that, then what will happen? All the time there is a fight. Is there any happiness in that family? The nowadays, so many that cases are coming that both of them, I am doing so much for my spouse and she or he is not returning back to that. So whatever we are seeing, the divorces are happening because of that only, because of this selfishness. I want my comfort, I want my happiness. You are suffering for, that is okay. If you are suffering, that doesn't matter to me. I want my happiness. If this is there, then in that family, happiness cannot be there. But if the sacrifice is there, from the both side, the parents, if they are sacrificing from each other, and children are also seeing that, and they are learning that from their childhood, then that is a happy family. And then that family grows together happily. In Ramayana also, in Ayodhya Kanda, we have seen that how in a family, what happens? One person in a joint family also, one person is thinking of the other person's happiness, or if he is in sorrow, whatever, they are helping each other. That is a good family. In Ayodhya Kanda, we have seen that Bharatji, when he was thinking about Lord Rama, that Bhagavan, he is walking barefooted on the hard road of the forest, then just that thought only made him sad. So he could not take that. So that is the love for each other in the family. In ordinary type of love, this type of thought is not there. I am worried about my happiness only. So that is why here Naradji says that the supreme love, with the supreme reverence, that my beloved should not suffer for a moment. That is called love. And this type of love, Gopikas, they had this type of love. This is bhakti. Otherwise, what we think when we go to the temple to worship God? What do we think? All the time we are thinking of ourselves only. When we go there, that surrender is not there. Whenever we go to the temple, we just want something. That also we trade. We don't worship, we don't offer the puja. If you give me this, if you give me money, or if you just I get a job, then I will come and then I will do the puja of $11 or whatever it is. So that is also we are doing trading for that. And if you don't give, then I am not coming to the temple. So this is this in ordinary love, in worldly love, this type of love is there. Now Gurudev writes in his book in page number 58 and 59 about this worldly love and this love towards God. In the cheap, illicit love based upon lust and passion, the highest gain is but an animal sense of gratification. Never can one discover in it any refreshing experience of satisfaction. The paramour approaches his lady love only for the gratification of his passion. He is not interested in providing joy for her and to feel the greater sense of fulfillment in seeing her happiness. The secret lover demands and seeks only his own immediate happiness. It is always extremely selfish. A true devotee seeks not his own happiness, but the happiness of the Lord. Bhagavat Priti is the final goal of a devotee. He is ready to suffer, strive endlessly, struggle without rest, and he feels himself completely rewarded if he only knows that the acts of self-sacrifices from him have made his Lord graciously happy towards him. Any amount of tapas will be cheerfully undertaken in the name of the Lord of his heart, if the devotee can feel that his beloved is happy by it. A smile from the blissful Lord of Smiles is ever a total reward and a complete fulfillment for any true devotee. This essential difference between the worldly love and godly devotion has been perfectly brought about by this striking analogy. So this is the difference between worldly love and the love towards God. Now coming a very beautiful and serious thought. Now let us see what Narad ji, in Narad Bhakti Sutra, the bhakti is the highest. So that is why Narad ji is saying in the next sutra, sutra number 25. Sātu karma jnana yogebhyayapi adhikatara sātu karma jnana yogebhyayapi adhikatara. So here Narad ji says, sātu karma jnana yogebhya api adhikatara. Sātu, sā means that bhakti. Tu means indeed. That bhakti indeed is adhikatara, is greater and superior to what? Karma, action, jnana, knowledge, and yoga. What is yoga? Ashtanga yoga. Patanjali Yoga Sutra Ashtanga Yoga. What is the Ashtanga Yoga? Yam, Niyam, Asan, Pranayam, Pratyahar, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. That is Ashtanga Yoga. So this bhakti is greater than all these. This bhakti is, Naradji is saying in this sutra, that bhakti is greater than karma, than jnana, it is greater than yoga also. See, then when we listen to this, then we may think, then why we are doing karma? We should not do any karma. Or why we are coming to the mission for the discourse? It is not actually that. Naraji, it is a very important and very serious thought. Now we have to see why Naraji is saying that. Now listen, that in karma, jnana and yoga, all of these three, they need some pre-qualification. For karma, we have to know the what type of karma we should dedicate. So how many types of karmas we have? We have six types of karma. What are they? Nitya, Naimittik, Prayashchitta will come later, Nitya, Naimittik, and then selfless action, Nishkam karma, Kama karma, and then Prayashchitta and Nishiddha karma. So we have to know that what we should not dedicate to Lord, and what in these, among these three karmas, we should not dedicate our Kamya karma and Nishiddha karma to Lord. So other karmas, whatever we are doing, Nitya, Naimittik, and then our Nishkam karma and Prayaschitta, all these we can dedicate to God. That means we can do that as a Karma Yoga. Now, we have seen that we have to be about this karma, we have to know what type of karma we have to dedicate. Now about jnana, what is the qualification we have to get? We need that is sadhan chatushtaya sampanna. We have to be sadhan chatushtaya sampanna, vivek, vairagya, sat sampati, mumukshuttam. We should have some of these sadhan chatushtaya, then we can proceed towards knowledge. And yoga requires, just now we have seen, yam, niyam, and then pranayam, asana, all these things, do's and don'ts. So these things we require. So what are these do's and don'ts? Yam, niyam. Yam means that ahimsa, satyam, asteya, brahmacharya, aparigraha. Ahimsa we know, non-violence. Satya, truthfulness. Asteya, not stealing. Brahmacharya, we know, celibacy. And aparigraha, but brahmacharya also is different for sannyasis and different for grihasthas. For sannyasis, brahmacharya is total celibacy. And for grihastha, it is the control over our senses. And aparigraha, that is a, that we should not accumulate too many things. That is aparigraha. And these are all yamas, yam. And niyam, niyam is saucha, santos, tapa, swadhyay, ishwar pranidhan. The saucha, all of we know, cleanliness, inside cleanliness and outside also. Santos, contentment, tapa, austerity, swadhyay, we should study every day, we should study some scripture. And ishwar pranidhan, that is surrender to Lord. So these are all do's and don'ts in ashtanga, in yoga also. So we have to know these, we have to have these some qualities. But bhakti requires nothing. Anybody can do bhakti. Anybody, there is no do's and don'ts. Anybody, if you are ready to do bhakti, just start. So there is no time, there is nothing. Second, this is the first thing. Second thing, why bhakti is glorified so much, why bhakti is superior. Naradji says na adhikatara. The second is the sadhak may fall in other three paths, but the sadhak cannot fall in, not in bhakti. Number three, in other path, sadhak may lose the sight of Lord, but in bhakti, it is not there. All the time I am thinking of Lord, I am doing bhakti for Lord, so Lord is all the time with me. So I don't lose the sight of Lord. Now this way Naradji says karma jnana yogebhya api bhakti adhikatara. Now bhakti and devotion to God is greater than all these paths. When we say that, when people hear that, they definitely will ask how it is greater than karma, how it is greater than jnana, and how it is greater than yoga. The Naradji tells in the next sutra, just a very short sutra, sutra number 26, he says, phalarupatvat because it is of the nature of the final result. That means bhakti is the result of everything. If bhakti is the result of karma, jnana and yoga, then karma, jnana and yoga, these are all sadhan roop. They are the means to reach bhakti. So karma, jnana, yoga, they are the sadhan. But now we are studying Vedanta, then we can say, we were studying, you aap mere Vedanta ko chota kar rahe ho. Bole, my Vedanta is only means, it is not actually that. But whatever, Naraji is not condemning karma, jnana or yoga. But whatever Naraji is saying, it is true. It is a very serious thought. Now let us understand that. Let us analyze one by one. In karma marg, what type of karma we are talking about? Just now we saw six types of karma. Here it is not that. Six type of karma. Here it is only sakam karma and nishkam karma. Sakam karma, we know that whatever we are doing for ourselves only. It is not for the happiness of God. There is no connection with Lord. Sakam karma, I am doing selfish action. I am doing for myself. If I go to the temple only, that time also we are asking something of OET only. If I am asking for money or a house or a job, everything is related to OET. There is no connection with God. So naturally, bhakti is more superior to sakam karma. There is no identification with Lord. So, but in bhakti, what is there? In bhakti, there is the connection with God. There is a total surrender to God. That is why devotion is greater than desire-prompted karma, sakam karma. Now, nishkam karma. What is nishkam karma? Nishkam karma is, I am doing for the happiness of God. Isn't so? That is karma yoga. So, nishkam karma, there is a connection. The bhakti is there. But it is nishkam karma we do for the purity of mind. Whenever the karma yoga, that purifies our mind. So it is said, chittasya shuddhaye karma. When we are doing karma yoga, then we have chitta shuddhi. Why we want to purify our mind by karma yoga? To get knowledge. So to get knowledge, chitta shuddhi is required. So that is why we are doing karma yoga. And if in karma, in our karma, if karma yoga is not there, love for God is not there, if I am not doing for the happiness of Lord, then that karma is the labor only. So it is said in our Shastra, Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It is only labor. I am not doing proper karma. And in any ordinary karma, each karma there should be love. If the love is there, then I can do that. In any ordinary karma, if there is no love, then I cannot do that for a long time. After some time, I will get bored. I will not like to do that. But if there is love, then I can do that. So in karma also, love for God should be there. What is there? That is karma fall. Whatever karma yoga, whatever I am doing for the happiness of God. When we are doing any karma, so there should be love for, first thing is love for God should be there. Whatever I am doing for the happiness of Lord. Or the love for that karma should be there. It may be I am not doing for the happiness of Lord, but a particular karma, a particular action I like to do that. So that when I am doing that, then the love will be there. I like this to do. Then if somebody likes singing, somebody likes painting, maybe it is not for God, but I like that, so love is there, so that concentration is there. Or I love the person for whom I am doing the karma. So love should be there in any karma, either love for God or love for the karma or love for the person you are doing, only then. Now, but what is a jnani, how he is doing the karma? Jnani sees the oneness everywhere. He sees his own self everywhere. So whatever karma jnani is doing, that is bhakti, that is his aradhana. We have seen in Upadesa that jagate ishadi yukta sevanam ashtamurti vi vrit deva pujanam. So he is, whatever he is helping others, when he is seeing his own self everywhere, the Lord in each person. So when he is that, that is there, sarvatma bhav is there, then whatever karma jnani is doing, whatever he is helping others, all the time that thought is there in his mind, then whatever I am doing, I am helping somebody, I am doing for God only. So that any, there is a difference between his karma, in this type of karma. Now his karma is bhakti only. There is no difference between his karma and his bhakti. His karma becomes aradhana. So that is his aradhana. So bhakti is there. So just see that everything, the result is bhakti. When I am doing karma and with love, then what is happening? The love is more. The love is growing more and more. So result is phala phala, bhakti is the result of everything. Now about knowledge. How bhakti is greater than knowledge? How bhakti is greater than jnan? Now, what type of jnan we are talking about here? How can we say that bhakti is greater than knowledge? So when we are seeing that here it is like this, that just see what is the object of knowledge and what is the one thing is object of knowledge and one thing is object of love. So whatever is object of knowledge, love may not be there. Whatever we are knowing, it is not that we are loving everything. I know the chair. Do I love the chair? Do I have the love for the chair? Or I know this mic. Do I have the love for the mic? Am I doing everything for the happiness of the mic? It is not so. So whatever is the object of our knowledge may not be the object of our love. But whatever is the object of our love, that will be the, then we will like to know more and more about that thing. It can be a person. If we just love a person, then we will like to know more about that person. Or it may be about a place. I love a place. Then I will like to know what is there in that place, how many people are there, what is the speciality, what are the sightseeing. So I will like to know about that. It can be a person, it object of love can be a person, it can be a place, it can be our nation, whatever it is, or it can be other things also. And some subject also, it can be art, it can be science. If I love one art, one picture, if I like, then I would like to know who painted this, whatever, who is the painter, what is the name of the painter, what type of colors he had used. So I will, always the object of love will be the object of inquiry. Whenever we know that, we would like to have the knowledge about that, we would like to inquire about that. Now, when we know about, we know the true nature of God, then, and if we love God, then we will like to know more about Him. When we love God, we will like to know more about Him. Our devotion will increase more and more. In Gita chapter 11, when Arjun, he saw that Vishwarup, Lord Krishna, Vishwarup Darshan chapter, when he saw the glory of Lord, then what happened? His devotion grew more. So when you love, your love will grow more and more. So when we will like to know more about that. When we love God, then we will like to know more about His glory, about His nature. So ultimate thing is, and when we know the nature of God with the glory, when Arjun came to know about the glory of Krishna, then his love increased. His love was growing, his devotion was growing more and more. So devotion, that bhakti, is the result of knowledge also. When you know something properly, then your love will be more for that. So in our Upanishad also it is said that if you want to have the knowledge of Upanishad, then you have to have the supreme devotion for Lord and your Guru also. We have seen that in Tattva Bodhana, Shraddha Ki Deshi, Guru Vedanta Vakya Deshu, Vishwasa, Shraddha. Guru and Vedanta Vakya, Adishu, Adishu mean Lord. So in three things, Guru and Vedanta Vakya, whatever is written in the scripture, whatever Guru is saying according to the scripture, and Lord, because of Lord, I got this opportunity. So that love should be there. If that love is not there, we will not be able to learn also. So if we want to learn something, we have that, we should have that devotion and love towards Lord and our Guru. So that is why we know that it is written, Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasaite Katita Yata Prakashante Mahatmanaha. It is written in Seta Swatar Upanishad. So whatever the Yasya Deve Para Bhakti, whatever the devotion you have for a Lord, for God, the same is Tatha Deve, Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. That devotion you should have towards your Guru also. If you have that devotion, that love towards Lord and your Guru, then the mantras of Upanishad, they will reveal themselves. You will be able to understand that. Otherwise, Guru is teaching, nothing is going inside. But if you have the devotion, if you have the Shraddha, if you have the love, then the mantras will reveal themselves. You will understand it properly. Even in Bhagavad Gita also, Bhagavan says, Bhaktya tu ananaya shaktya gyatum. Means only by ananya bhakti you will be able to know me. And when you know me, when you know my glory, then what will happen? Your love and your devotion will grow. So devotion is the result of knowledge also, gyan also. Now another thing is, when we inquire and we gain the knowledge, what is that knowledge we gain? That Madatma Sarvabhutatma. Myself is the self of all beings. Then what will be our thinking? That Adveshta Sarvabhutanam Maitri Karuna Evacha. That is said in Bhagavad Gita. Then when you will see your own self in everybody, that myself is there in everybody, in each being, then Adveshta Sarvabhutanam. There will be no dvesh for anything. And then what will be there? Maitri Karuna. Love will be there for everybody. And in Ishavasya Upanishad also it is said, Tatona Vijugupshate, you will not hate anybody. The same thing, Adveshta Sarvabhutanam. The hatred will not be there because you are seeing your own self in each and every person. How can you hate yourself? So Karuna and Maitri will be there. Compassion will be there. Friendship will be there. Love will be there. Now, generally, if I have no love for anybody and somebody tells you to serve that person, will be able to serve him? You will not enjoy that serving. But if you love the person, then gladly we are ready to serve that person. So love is the main thing. Now, yoga. What is yoga? Yoga means absorption of mind. In Patanjali, Maharshi Patanjali says, what is yoga? Chitta vritti nirodha yoga. That means absorption of mind. So yoga is absorption. Here also, if you don't love a thing, your mind cannot be absorbed. That when we sit for meditation, we say that we cannot have concentration, we cannot have concentration. Why? That is, there is no, fault in concentration. Or actually what is there? That means I don't love God. If love is there, then concentration will be there. Then absorption of mind also will be there. Just see the Gopikas, they said that we cannot take out our mind, we cannot just remove our mind from the thought of Bhagavan. All the time he is capturing our mind. How much absorption was there? That is their love. That was their bhakti. So this type of bhakti we don't have. The what type of bhakti we have? We go worship Lord. That if he gives us something, whatever we want, if he does not give us, then we say that, oh, now I am not getting whatever I want. Now I will not worship you anymore. So it is not that. The total absorption is not there. So in that also, in yoga also, for that absorption also, you have to have that bhakti. Your bhakti, that love is necessary. With that faith should be there, bhakti should be there, only then you can do yoga also. Otherwise, you cannot do yoga also. In bhakti also, that love is necessary. In bhakti also, bhakti is necessary. In love also, love is necessary. With love, if you do bhakti, only then your love will increase more and more. Otherwise, that also will not increase. There will be no progress then. But as love, when you love, then you will start loving more and more. And when you will progress in that, then your love will increase more. This way it will happen. So Naradji says in Bhagavatam that Naishkarma api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobhayet. Naradji says that if somebody has reached the state of Nirvikalpa Samadhi or Naishkarma or Moksha or actionlessness, but there is no love, if there is no bhakti, then devoid of bhakti, there is no beauty in it. If there is no love, you have reached there, then there also there is no beauty. We see this type of thing in our worldly thing also, in the material world also. Suppose a person is very rich, he has a lot of money, but he has no love for anybody. Will people love him or adore him? No. So he cannot give, he cannot get the love from others, no adoration from others. Suppose a person is very powerful, but he is very arrogant. Very powerful in the office, but he is very arrogant. What people will say? His subordinate may say there in the office, yes sir, but they will not have any love for him. But if a person is powerful also, and very rich also, but he humility is there, love is there for everybody, then people also will love him. They will say, oh, he is like a Maharaja, he is like an emperor. See, he is so humble. So many qualities he has, but still his nature is so much. So humility should be there. That is what people want. They like the behavior of the person, not the riches and not the power. So in Shankaracharya, that is why Shankaracharya said, Videshesu manya swadeshe shudhanya sadachara vritteshu matto nachanya manaschaina lagnam gurur angripadme tatakim 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 tatakim. Even though you are well known in foreign countries, famous in your own country, famous for your all achievements, but you have no devotion for Guru and Lord. So what? So what? So what? But along with everything, along with your riches, along with your all guna, your power, is love is also there, then, and all the other things are also there, then phir to kuch kehne ki baat hi nahi hai. Then people will like him and people will adore that person. So this way Naradji has proved that bhakti is the result of everything. Satu karma jnana yogebhya api adhikatara phala rupatvat. Now so we cannot say that bhakti is only sadhan. Bhakti is not sadhan rup to purify our mind. It is not that the bhakti is only to purify our mind. No, bhakti is the fruit of everything. So when in Bhagavad Mahapurana also we have seen that Vedavyasji, he wrote all the verses of all Upanishads and everything, but still he was not contented. So one day he was sitting on the bank of Saraswati River and he was just thinking, and Naradji saw him, that he is very sad. Then Naradji asked him, what happened? He said, I wrote so many verses and so many scriptures, but I am not content, I am not happy. Naradji said that everywhere you have written that bhakti is the sadhan rup. You have never glorified bhakti. Did you write anything, the glory of bhakti? So now you have to write the glory of Bhagavan, the glory of bhakti. So you write Bhagavatam. So after that, he wrote Bhagavatam. So it is proved that bhakti is not only the sadhan rup. This is the final goal. The bhakti is our sadhana also,
And bhakti is our sadhya also. This is the ultimate goal. And all our karma will take us to that. All our gyan will take us to that. Yoga will take us to that. This is the final goal. So this is the sadhya. So this way Naradji glorified in this sutra, bhakti. And one more sutra is there. Why bhakti is so great? So one more sutra is there. So we will see that in ours.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.